Ooky Spooky session begins. This is your reading for Thursday, May 16th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Cards today, the theme is the Page of Cups. The keywords for this are idealism, being a dreamer, and innocence. The tool card is the inverted Nine of Swords. This is facing reality or learning to cope. Obstacle card is the Nine of Wands. The persistence, perseverance, and last stand. The advice card is the Seven of Pentacles. The message for this is focus on the long game. Think beyond next week, next month, and beyond, right? Slow and steady will win the race. The sixth instinct today is psychic downloads. This is a spiritual gift that allows access to higher information, guidance, light, or energy codes to enhance spiritual wisdom. The angel number is 0808. Swift action. The keywords for this are empathy, promises, commitment, and inner strength. The true intention is the past. The message of this card is, I still haven't gotten over what occurred in the past. All right, let's put the whole thing together. This has been a bit of a roller coaster of a week. The theme today is pretty good. It's that of a dreamer, an idealist. I always say like a fresh-faced college graduate who's ready to take on and change the world. But the Page of Cups in the theme position is a sign that we should approach the day with an open heart and open ears, specifically listening for the call from our inner voice and embrace those nudges, no matter how unconventional they may seem. The tool to best utilize this, this open-mindedness, is to face reality. The inverted Nine of Swords is a card that embodies the acceptance of harsh realities that the upright interpretation represents. It doesn't necessarily mean that those harsh realities are behind us, but it does mean that by accepting them as reality, we can begin to mend the mess our circumstance has become. It's crucial to keep in mind that this card does not represent indefinite respite. Only vigilance and sincere commitment can truly pull us out of the nosedive. The obstacle here is choosing to persist and rededicating ourselves to what is a losing prospect. The Nine of Wands is usually a good thing. It usually suggests that a strong will and, you know, like that eye of the tiger sort of mentality, that we can overcome whatever obstacles are presented to us as we pursue our goals. Unfortunately, in the obstacle position, where I take this to mean blind optimism and faith in something that we need to see for what it is. So in this respect, I think that the Page of Cups in our theme position could be seduced by this determination to, you know, shake things up, make a big impact. So the advice that I would give to the page is to think about long-term success, which, you know, our advice card. Is it really worth committing more and more resources to a failing effort simply because we're determined to prove our mettle? Is it worth burning heavily through resources for a win today while completely neglecting our needs tomorrow? Our future self is watching us right now. So remember the old adage, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. So what's done is done. Don't let sunk cost fallacy blind you from, you know, thinking long term. The angel number today, it's a strong nudge to think about the future, specifically to take swift action to move towards that objective. My thinking on the true intention, though, is something in our past is what is keeping us tunnel vision, stuck on something that we don't want to admit isn't going well. And to be totally honest about it, this isn't really something I can help you with. This is something where maybe a professional assistance would be better. The stone today is a red jasper. Its best uses are for enhancing, you know, like our physicality, like vitality and stamina and fucking your constitution, I guess. Roll a d20 for effect. I don't know. It's a little bit difficult to fit this one into the reading today. So I think in the today's context, maybe it would be useful in keeping control over the physical stirrings that the emotional charge of being stubborn can create, right? Like refusing to give up on something. And, you know, it might get you a little bit hot under the collar, maybe make your face feel hot or something. I don't know. Just trying to shoehorn that one, so don't mind me. If you thought I missed the sixth instinct, I didn't. It psychic downloads, like I don't fucking know, man. If you know how to psychic download, please fucking hit me up, because I have no fucking clue. So, speaking of hitting me up, if you have questions, comments, concerns, if you can offer me some psychic download lessons, my phone number, 833-589-7637. Call or text, it's anonymous either way. If you would like your audio cut in, because that's, you know, I think it's a bit more fun, then call, it goes straight to voicemail, or text is fine, I guess. So, 833-589-7637, it spells out Lux Pods, like you can't go wrong. Oh shit, Patreon. I do publish a video at the end of every week. It will be out tomorrow evening. That shows how I put all of this together, how the decks are picked, how the cards come out, how the stone comes out, all of it. You get to see all of it from a bird's eye view, and depending on what has been going on that day, there might be some fun musings or just, you know, nonsense rambling. Either way, I think it's a good time. So you can check out last week. It'll give you a good idea of what you can expect for this one if you signed up today. I think coming up on like solid like 10 weeks of videos. All right. Speaking of videos, personal readings are available if you want one. They're free. I'm not a fucking charlatan. I'll give you the best reading I can. Go to our website. It's luxmediashows.com. Hit the spooky button, scroll down a bit, and scroll through the deck art. Because we are not in the same room, I feel it would be best for you to pick the deck that you feel represents you, and that'll be your stand-in whenever I do it. Give me as much detail in the form as you can, as much as you're comfortable with, and keep in mind, I can only give you detail back if you give me detail to work with, you know what I mean? So otherwise, if you don't tell me a whole lot about what you want or what you're trying to, I guess, divine, then it's gonna end up sounding really general and really fucking bland, and that's not gonna be fun for anyone. All right, speaking of luxmediashows.com, you can check out some of the other shows that we do. There's some sports stuff, political stuff, some like personal shit. If you want to hear more about my fucking very strange life, then there's a show for that too. So plenty of stuff. Always looking for more. So, you know, you got my number. If you got something, maybe if you got an idea, hit me up. Let's talk about it. I think that's going to do it. So I will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.